This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the Yonex Sunrise 48 Interstate, Interzonal and Junior National Badminton Championship 2025 at Itanagar. A total of 32 states and union territories and 428 top young settlers from across the country are participating in the week-long Young Settlers Championship. Addressing the gathering, CM Khandu announced that the state-of-the-art DK Badminton Academy being constructed on a 20,700 square meter campus with 15 to 20 world-class courts will soon become fully operational. He requested the Badminton Association of India to allot more national and international tournaments to Arunachal Pradesh once the facility is functional. Encouraging the young athletes, Mr. Khandu said that the championship is more than a competition. It is a celebration of India's sporting future and to play with honor and celebrate sportsmanship. The highlight of the event is the presence of the Indian junior badminton team, which recently secured a historic bronze medal at the Junior World Badminton Championships 2025 held in Guwahati in Assam. The Arunachal Pradesh State Cooperative Union week-long Golden Jubilee celebration concluded today, marking 50 years of the cooperative movement in the state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, chief guest of the occasion, acknowledged the vital role cooperatives have played in transforming livelihoods, especially in remote regions where institutional support was earlier limited. Informing about a high-level task force on attaining self-reliance in milk, egg, fish and meat products in the Northeast under Donair, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that a robust five-year plan is under process with targets set till 2030. He said that the role of cooperative societies would be significant for achieving the goal of self-reliance in these producers. Director of Census Operations cum Joint Registrar General Arunachal Pradesh, Dr. Pooja Pandey yesterday inspected the civil registration system unit during her official tour to Pasighat and also took stock of the status of field works or pre-test house listing operation covering selected wards of Pasighat Municipal Council. During the inspection, the DCO interacted with the enumerators and supervisors and taken their feedbacks and issues of the ongoing HLO pre-test population census of India 2027. Dibang Valley District Deputy Commissioner cum District Election Officer Panchayati Raj Bakir Nyorak yesterday convened a detailed coordination meeting with the Superintendent of Police to assess and strengthen preparedness for the upcoming Panchayat election. The discussion focused on reviewing security arrangements, finalizing forces deployment strategies, ensuring robust communication systems, and streamlining all mechanisms essential for conducting a smooth, free, and fair election. Patent Information Center, Arunachal Pradesh State Council for Science and Technology, yesterday conducted one-day awareness workshop on intellectual property rights in collaboration with the National Institute of Technology, Arunachal Pradesh at NIT, APTEL Center. The technical session was led by Sri Siddharth Devnath, an IP professional and expert from PDTCS. Guwahati in Assam, who conducted hands-on training on patent searching, filing procedures, and the overall patenting processes. The workshop successfully enhanced awareness on IPR-related issues and motivated the academic community to pursue innovation with a stronger understanding of patent processes. A total of 97 participants attended the program, including faculty members, research scholars and students. The Department of Education, Arunachal Pradesh University, led by Dr. Kaling Moyong, assistant professor and third semester students of the department, successfully carried out community engagement program under the course Engaging with Community from 13 to 19 November in Anjao district, reaching some of India's most remote and strategically significant villages, including Hawai, Hawiliang, Walong, Kibutu and Kaho. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.